And, you know, I think Munch's done a good job allowing me to kind of work back in over the last couple of weeks to get familiar doing some scout team stuff. So it wasn't my first time taking live team reps today.
But you kind of want to find out how a hit tape feels and get it over with.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, those are things you can't really simulate in a practice. So, you know, just when you get the opportunity to get out there, it'll be the first time to kind of test that part of it, I guess.
How much discomfort, if any, do you still have?
I feel pretty good. You know, it's I think that's why the doctors at this point are comfortable allowing me to move forward in the process and feel good.
Is it harder now to kind of come back physically from the weeks off or mentally from the weeks off?
You know, I think physically I was able to keep myself in shape and, you know, was able to throw for most of it. So, you know, just kind of making sure that you're in the mental grind of it. But, you know, I tried to do that as well as I could, too. Prepared as if I was playing and tried to help Matt any way that I could. And, you know, those are things that I tried not to get lackadaisical on. So when this opportunity came, I didn't have to adjust to that.
How much have you been chomping at the bit to get back out?
You know, I think anybody that gets injured in this locker room is always waiting to get back out there. And so, you know, I'm obviously excited about the opportunity to move forward and get to do a little more. You know, it's a lot better than standing around watching, that's for sure.
Coach Munchak says Jake can provide a spark to this offense. You think that's true, and why so?
You know, like I've told you guys before, my goal is to go out and put our team in the best situation to win, and that's what I'm going to try and do when I get the opportunity to get back out there. And you know, whatever that is, in whatever way it is, whether it's with an original player when a play breaks down, just trying to allow guys to work downfield a little bit longer. You know, just try and do everything I can to help us win.
Can this affect your style of play at all? I mean, you've always been kind of a guy who can run when needed, does it well.
No, I told Munch, you know, I said, if you're going to consider letting me play at some point, I need you to consider it being myself so that I'm playing. I don't have to think about, hey, don't do this, don't do that. If I'm going to be able to play, I'm going to go out and play the way I know how to play, the way I always have played. And, you know, if something happens, it happens. At that point, you can't play with that in the back of your mind.
With that in mind,
No. You know, I have a brace that I'll wear for it, but nothing extra.
With that in mind, what you said before, would you feel you're ready to go ahead and start this week if you're fast?
You know, like I told you, I'm excited about the opportunity to get back in and do some more work, and it's been feeling good, and that decision at the end of the day is not up to me.
Jake, you look at Miami. They've got Cameron Wake, 8.5 sacks, but they're also, you know, giving up more passing yards, you know, like 386 or something. They're giving up huge numbers in the past. Is that something that if you were playing on Sunday, you'd like the opportunity to try and attack that secondary?
You know, yeah, it's a good defense. It's a defense that I think is really getting comfortable playing with each other, and you see that in the last couple of weeks. They're really stout against the run. I think they're about 300 yards a game through the air. But, you know, it's something that for us, we just got to execute the plays that are called, whether it's a run or a pass, don't go in, you know, expecting not to be able to run the ball or expecting to throw the ball really well. We got to be sharp in everything we do and go out and execute against a good defense that's really coming together.
What's the toughest thing about getting the timing down with your receivers with all the option routes you guys run?
You know, it's what it's always been. We're just going to continue to work and get on the same page and, you know, have confidence in what each other's doing.
Have you been able to watch the offense a little better from a different vantage point?
Yeah, you always do get to watch it from a different vantage point when you're not in taking every snap and so involved in the game plan. And that's, you know, that's beneficial to you, I think, more as a sometimes as a trying to take a leadership role on the team than maybe it is from snap to snap. But, you know, those things are valuable.
Thanks. Good luck, Jake.
Thank you, guys.
Do you anticipate being able to shake
You know, like I said, the way Munch has allowed me to kind of get back into it, I feel like I've had a couple weeks to do that in the scout team periods and things like that, where getting out and taking team reps isn't brand new to me right now.
How you feel from a physical standpoint?
I feel good. Yeah, I don't think they'd give me this opportunity if I didn't.
It was longer than I guess you would hope to. I mean, was it tough being patient? You know, wanted to play here over the last several weeks.
Yeah, you know, as a competitor, you want to be out there and you want to be helping your team in any way you can. You know, just didn't feel it was the, you know, they weren't okay with me physically, health-wise doing that. And, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. So.